non-compete agreements are prevalent, and these agreements impact job mobility and may also affect wages, including the wages of low-income workers.
Hi, and welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for fact-based, nonpartisan news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm your host, Holly Hobbs. Non-compete agreements historically have been applied to highly skilled workers and executives to prevent those with special skills and knowledge from sharing company secrets and other proprietary information. But recently, there have been concerns that lower-wage workers are increasingly being subjected to these agreements, sometimes without understanding what they are. Here to tell us more is GAO's Tom Costa, an expert on employment and workforce protections. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Holly. I appreciate it.
So, Tom, how prevalent are non-compete agreements?
Well, traditionally, these agreements have been used for executives and employees with access to certain proprietary information. But employers also use them with hourly or lower wage workers. We conducted a survey of private employers, and the results were pretty interesting. Almost all of them use the agreements for executives, such as CEOs. A large majority of surveyed employers also said they use the agreements for hourly workers. The studies we reviewed found that while workers with higher wages are more likely to have NCAs, 10% of lower wage workers also have non-compete agreements.
Why do employers like these agreements?
So there's a lot of reasons employers like these agreements. Employers most often say it's to protect their business interests, such as trade secrets and client lists. Essentially, they're trying to ensure their information doesn't find a way into their competitors' hands. Some employers also use these agreements to keep workers on board and reduce turnover. But I think why employers use these agreements is only part of the story. The other part is why workers sign them. Workers sign them because they want a job. That's obvious, right? However, employers may wait to tell workers about the requirement for signing a non-compete until after they've accepted the job. And some workers don't know what they're signing.
Do these lower-level employees really have the access to secrets that would warrant a non-compete agreement?
Well, you know, we spoke to a wide array of experts, researchers, labor relations organizations, advocacy groups. All of them said the same thing. Lower-level workers are unlikely to have access to the sort of information that managers or CEOs would have, and therefore, they probably shouldn't be asked to sign these agreements. A nursing assistant who works at a hospital probably doesn't have the hospital's proprietary information, and a fast food worker probably doesn't know the secret formula for the company's milkshake.
So what's the potential impact of these agreements on employees and the economy?
So from a worker's perspective, non-competes are designed to restrict them from leaving their current workplace to work for competitors or starting a rival business. So that's one impact. But there are a number of studies we reviewed that indicate wages are affected as well. For some workers, the agreements may reduce future wages since they'll have fewer opportunities to look for higher paying jobs or even negotiate a higher salary with their current employer. So these workers may experience lower wage growth than workers without agreements. On the flip side, non-competes may make employers more comfortable investing in training, and that can be attractive to some workers.
So it sounds like non-compete agreements can be a useful tool for employers looking to keep company secrets and retain staff. But for employees, particularly lower wage workers, these agreements could limit their salary growth and their ability to change jobs. So, Tom, do we have any idea how often non-compete agreements are enforced?
We don't know exactly how often they're enforced, and it may not be all that often. When employers elect to enforce their agreements, it's mainly to protect things like their trade secrets and client lists. But there is some evidence that employers also enforce the agreements to prevent worker turnover, and that these employers will enforce these agreements regardless of whether they're executives or hourly workers. That said, they may not need to enforce the agreements very often, because employers sometimes just have to remind workers that they have a non-compete agreement to prevent them from leaving. And it may not matter if the agreement is actually enforceable in their state, because most workers don't even know whether it is or not.
And are there protections for employees against these agreements?
Well, state law governs non-compete agreements, and these laws vary pretty widely. We found that some states generally don't allow non-competes, while others vary in their degrees of permissiveness. Over the last several years, a number of states have updated their laws governing non-competes. Some states now require employers to notify workers about the requirement to sign a non-compete before they accept the job. Other states are restricting employers from using these agreements for low-wage workers. And there are also a small number of states that authorize penalties for non-compete agreements that use prohibited terms or are overbroad.
And do we know why states are updating their laws about non-compete agreements? Is there some kind of concern that triggered that?
Yeah, no, there's definitely some concern around non-competes. I think this is why we were asked to do our review as well. I think there's particular concern around low-wage workers. And we've seen that there's been a growing number of states that are starting to insert themselves into this space, as well as the current administration has some proposed rules around non-competes.
And last question, what's the bottom line of this report?
I guess if I had to summarize this in one sentence, I would say that non-compete agreements are prevalent, and these agreements impact job mobility and may also affect wages, including the wages of low-income workers.
That was Tom Costa talking about GAO's recent report on non-compete agreements. Thanks for your time, Tom.
Thanks for having me, Holly. I appreciate it.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And make sure to leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.